Okay.
And I have two people I have to let in.
Okay.
Brita Milks.
Cool.
Brita Milks. And
I should be able to hear better.
Gabby Gervais. She's Chronicle.
Yep.
So far.
Transfer station, just a quick, in case they need help, that we can, one of us can fill in.
I don't think there's always going in.
You know, what?
Well, you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
And Mary
Okay,
Bush.
anybody? You're all set?
Yeah, so
Okay, I call a meeting to order at 6:02.
there's one there somewhere. Thank you, though.
Okay, yeah. So the first thing is additions to the agenda. Is that something you want to add?
Yeah, it's just a minor thing, but it's transfer statement.
Yeah.
No, it's not going to turn into a
You know what I was going to say.
No, this is a simple.
Okay. Anything else?
No, we have nothing.
Okay. So
I'll make a motion that we add transfer station to the agenda.
Second.
all in favor?
All right.
Okay. That's it. A reminder for primary election, August 11th, 2026, polls place, 30 Hinton Hill Road. Polls open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And now I will go to the Northeast Kingdom polls, I guess. I'm just jumping way down, I guess.
Well, appreciate it. So I got to cook dinner tonight, so
Yeah.
so did I come up
Oh,
or
yeah.
yeah, all right, great. So you guys have the new proposal there. So there's a, as you probably noticed, we've been building out Westmoor, Brighton, all over. So this is a gap between the
Can
two
you
boroughs.
identify yourself,
Yes, I'm
please?
Eric Townsend with NEK Broadband. I'm
Thank you.
also a resident of Westmoor. So we have a gap between the two power poles, Barton Electric and BEC. So what we're proposing to do is put three poles within the right of way, just the communication lines only for us to bridge that gap. I believe they've already been staked, but I'm certainly, we have the OSB, we stake everything before we go out and build it. The idea, we thought we'd put two on the south and then one on the north side to try to you minimize tree trimming that way, so you don't get people, cutting water trees. People prefer you not cut their trees sometimes. And and so this is a federally funded project through USDA. We're also working on getting approval from USDA to do this as well. We have approval for the project, but they're very uniform in their process. So if you want to do something different than what you say in your, the proposal was to attach to existing poles, but we got out there and found out there weren't. There were no existing poles, so we're proposing to put three poles in there to attach to.
So this would be down near the bottom of the hill past Allen and Cold. That's
Yeah,
good.
down there, just before you get to the town line where Madbrook is, it's where the if there's a gap in the power. It's where Barton Electric ends and then BEC picks up. Yeah.
And have you gone over at all with Dan? So, I know you're in the town right away, but I just want to make sure you're not on one of those corners too close to the edge. That you've been over this.
I don't know. I'm just talking about I'm saying probably not in the United States, but yeah, none of the stations.
Yeah, the state for
Yeah.
yeah. Just, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but
Yeah.
No, I
Right.
agree. I thought
Yeah.
that we should probably have Dan take a
Right.
look at it. Yeah.
Pretty.
I say we can make a motion that we approve it pending final review by the road foreman.
Yeah,
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve the request for the three poles in the town right of way, provided the road foreman inspection has comes up with no issues or negative effects.
great.
And you're good with that? Okay.
I'll second.
All of them favor.
All right.
All right.
There is a sort of like a little permit. Could we have the chair sign that? And I attached the paperwork they had sent. Are there any conditions? There's no, oh, well,
Yeah, that.
it will be, yes,
Yes.
pending. So if David could sign that, no issue, no. It's sort of like a permit to work in the right of way.
So if we say approved under conditions pending final sign off by
And I
Westmore
can,
Road
but I have
Enforcement.
that as my motion,
Okay.
so I can have that tomorrow for you,
Thank
right?
you. Thanks, guys.
And Bill seconded that motion.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank
Thank
you.
you. You're
Make a
coming.
good dinner.
Yeah.
So approved.
Okay, so yeah. We're going to go to, are we all set with that?
Yes.
We're all set with that.
Okay, Treasurer Merck, update, Broy overhead door information.
Yep. So I want to give an update on where the MERP stands now because we're on the last 5 months of the grant. So of the 449,000 we are granted, we've spent 400. So we've got about 49,000 left. And the spend includes the new wonderful mini splits we get to enjoy today. There's one here, there's one there, and there's one down in the town garage. So it's accounting for that.
That's
What we have committed left, out of the 49,000, we've got two things committed at this point. Roughly 18,000 to work on the garage doors down at the garage, more insulation, that new openers, etc. And then we did have earmarked $15,000 for the installation under here. So that would take 33 out of the, all right, 48, which would leave us still with 15. We haven't identified anything for. The wrinkle that came down from the state 2 weeks ago was because it's winding down, anything that's not committed in contract at September 30th, you can't spend. They're going to take the money back.
September 30th.
Yeah. They're going to take the money back
Right.
because they don't want things starting because the money has to be spent, invoiced, and reimbursed by December 31st. So they're going to give themselves 3 months to have things clear out. So I know we've got a proposal from Troy Overhead Door in here now, would like to commit. The insulation here is contingent on us getting the floor bracing done first.
Well, unless we go with doing three quarters of it, that from here over that way, where we're not doing any work, and it get at least three quarters of it
Yeah.
insulated, might be better if we can get free money. Be the
Yeah.
time to, even if we
Absolutely.
have to pay for this part, have ourselves some year here.
Right. Right. So we
Is there
should
an
pursue
estimate for
that.
that?
Okay.
Estimate for that?
Well, we should get either bids or
Yeah.
estimate.
We'll have to get bids because
Okay.
what's in it? Pierce was going to do originally, they declined, so we
Yeah.
would need at least two bids
Right.
because it's federal money. So we have to make bids.
Yeah.
So we have one party identified. The folks who did the insulation in the little building are in Irisburg, so I can reach out to them. I didn't know if anybody else had a preferred. They're few and far between, these vendors. I've asked Pierce for another name, but I don't have another one right now. So if anybody knows anyone who does general insulation, send me the contact.
It's spray foam, right?
Well, we need someone to assess what might be best down there because there's moisture. It's a crawl space. It's pretty tight in areas, so we want people to understand what they're getting into.
Everything basement-y.
What's that?
Yeah.
That everything basement-y. What's that
Oh,
company?
yeah.
Yeah.
They do everything,
But
crawl
they're
spaces.
Burlington, so what you're gonna pay for travel time,
Oh,
you're
okay.
gonna eat up all your.
But I understand the crawl space stuff with the condensation and whether
Yeah.
there's heat and
Yeah.
mold and
These people in Irisburg have looked at it before.
yeah,
They,
they're good. They're good. They
so, but
understand.
because we need
Well, you can use the other one's bill. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and we do have, there's still 15,000 we haven't identified.
Yeah.
So if it goes over,
Right.
we just.
I mean, you can use them, and we don't have to take it. What you need is the extra bit, or
Yeah, I need the extra
I
bit.
guess,
Yeah.
I guess it wouldn't
So
hurt
what's the
to.
name?
Something like everything
All, yeah.
basementy. All things
Yeah.
basementy.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all things basement.
Yeah, sure.
I'll follow up into that. But it's winding down. At this point, it's winding down. The other one where we have, and Pierce is going to put it, is going to do this, is replace the lighting in the emergency bays, the two WFA bays, and put LED lighting in there. But that will be a couple thousand. That's something we could find.
But Pierce under here was talking, wasn't it styrofoam?
They were going back and forth. I don't think they've gotten to
The
the
final.
last time I talked to Keegan. They were thinking spray foam, but he was also thinking about putting those foam bats, not the bats, the stiff styrofoam up against the bottom of it, gluing it on. But I don't think they ever got to the final solution.
Yeah, we got to get going on if we need a the number here by the September.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
need it in contract. Yeah, I need a contract. September.
Yeah, well, the other thing is you need a contract with them, but to do the work underneath here, you're getting late in the year to,
Right.
November, December. That's not the time to be
Right. Well, I want to get two
exposing
bid.
this.
I want to get two bids out and
But
hopefully the availability.
they wouldn't be doing the woodwork. That's still up in the air, but the town has to pay for that out of our own pocket. No, it's not a mer. No.
No, but if you could. I used to say that other fun there. Yeah. I think everybody knows
Yeah.
what it is. Okay.
Question. Mr. Chair, may I have a copy of the paperwork that you're talking about because I can visualize numbers and get an understanding in my brain what you're discussing right now?
Well, it's another fun. It's another fun.
It's
That's
a
all.
grant. It was a the ME Municipal Energy Resilience Program grant that came down from the state.
That's awesome.
So how much this for the garage doors and for
Well, that you'd have to get.
I'll give you a copy of it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything more on this?
Nope,
Put it
that's all
down.
on that. Tax anticipation note, I don't have the paperwork here today. I have talked to the bank. They will give us a tax anticipation note. I have to complete some paperwork. We'll have it for the next meeting. But I am proposing a tax anticipation note until we the cash balance is down because we're in the July, August 10th month since we got the tax funds. So we're just running tight. So I'm talking about to be safe. I did a worst case. I'm talking about a $300,000 note. It's a non-arbitrage note, which means if we don't use the funds, we get paid interest, and when we draw on it, we pay interest. So it helps to neutralize the fact the actually while it sits with us, the interest rate is higher than what we pay when the loan is made. So I will have that paperwork, and we'll probably need to sign it. We will need to sign it next week because we're squeaking by right now. We
Next
did get
week.
the tax sale. That helps. The check from the paving vendor hasn't cleared yet, so I can't submit that for grant. Pierce was going to submit, was going to deposit their checks right away, so I can chase that those funds this week on the MERP side for the mini splits.
What bank and what's the interest?
We don't have the interest yet because we haven't finalized the numbers, but it'll be in the mid threes.
For you or for them?
Both. Both. It'll be in the mid threes.
What bank do you deal with, Mr.
A
Chen?
Community National
Yeah.
Bank.
Thank you.
Okay. So
What was
you're
the
all
what do you
set?
recall?
Last one
What was
was
their
we
comment?
had the tax sale.
Yes.
There was a sizable amount that exceeded the taxes due. We're required to put that in an escrow account. We can't segregate it with our funds, and we can't spend it.
Okay.
So I'm proposing putting it in a 1 year CD that would have early termination rights should something happen when those funds are needed. I like the I would like this select board to approve me pursuing that.
I'll make a motion that we approve the treasurer to seek a CD account for the tax sale escrow.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Okay, I'll set on that. Listers. Errors on emission certification and signature needed.
Hi.
Venue,
Hi,
Mary?
Mary here. Yep. Any questions about errors and omissions?
So it is, she had a land schedule correction, a reassessment error, and they sold a contiguous parcel. So you can explain what you do, what it is, Mary.
Okay, so in June, the listers file an abstract grand list, which is the total assessment of all the assets within Westmore. That's what the state uses to determine the state educational tax.
There is. You have it now? In this one?
Can you hear me?
It's still not over there, is it? It was
I
working
see.
for
Yep, there. Now
no,
we've
it's
got
off.
that. Yeah,
No, it's off.
green there. Okay.
But is it working?
It's not
Can
coming through the speakers,
no.
just in your computer.
Sound. Talk, Mary.
Hi.
You just turn your computer up?
Can you hear me? Can you hear
I
me
can
now?
hear you.
Well, there's
Testing,
something
testing.
with it off. It's on. You got on?
They're on, yeah. That's why I'm not sure why. And
So
during the
confusing.
other hearing, they were on, right? And I didn't change a thing.
I wonder if it's the way I signed in, because I've never signed in this the way I did. Huh.
And I just did the sound speakers, changed the default. Let's see. Select a playback. I don't know what to say.
Well, I can move forward, and then if anybody
I'll put
has.
it near David. That David can't hear.
Oh, I can have it.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm gonna move forward, and if any.
Mary, now we lost you.
In June, the listers file a grand list abstract, which is the total assessment of all the assets within the town of Westmore. That's what the state figures the educational tax on. In August, the final grand list is due, which differs from the abstract in generally with changes in grievances and changes in late filing homesteads. The homesteads don't change the grand list number, the total number. It just moves money from non-homestead to homestead. So the listers just have to sign that. But the grievance results, and sometimes there's errors or we're waiting for information, and that changes the grand list, the total grand list. Those are called the errors and omissions. And when the final grand list is submitted in August, that's what the municipal taxes are figured on. And like Elaine said, that generally it's a change in assessments, a change in assessment or result of grievance. Understandable?
So the select board would have to make a motion to
Yeah,
sign
it,
that.
yeah, I understand it.
Yeah.
So you can read it and understand it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand it, Bill?
Well, just stick to the
I mean,
point.
it's kind of it's on paper. It just shows that she just changed some properties. And this is why the value. And of course, once you change the values there, it changes the grant list.
It trickles.
Yep.
We've seen this before from
Oh, yeah.
Worcester.
There we
It's
go.
fairly regular.
Yeah, every year, and actually, the 2025 grand list still isn't closed because we still have an outstanding grievance going on. So you'll see when that's closed, you'll see errors and omissions from that. If it changes the assessment from 2025, you'll see a change. So I mean, essentially, what it means is
Michael's
what.
part. Yeah, there's a. I left the top. We'll try to
Make a motion then.
I'll make a motion that the board signs the errors and omissions certificate.
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Interesting.
Yeah, all of us need to sign the select board.
Okay.
But that's up. That's
That that
Lister's
just for the
side.
listers, this is the select board. Thank you.
Yeah.
So boring.
But,
All right, thank you.
yep. Okay, so now we'll move on to road foreman. Tractor, culvert, and cargo salt boat. Where are you, Dan?
Salt boat, what did it come out this year? I haven't seen
Oh, sorry, I emailed it to you, but anyways, what is it? 115 50 bulk de-icing salt. I'd like you to read it and see it.
You know, we don't really have a choice.
We have our choice, but so unless we try out of Canada this year, but we put that off until the next one. It's longer time.
You want to table that? Okay.
You want to table it then?
Yeah, that way I can look at it, but
Okay.
it's okay.
Okay, that's tabled.
So the culverts, I didn't know if I could order them late in the year after the tax money starts coming in. So I know the last meeting got tabled, I guess, that is Isaiah said.
Yeah, because
Money
we're a
wise.
little running low.
Well, good. And I don't know if I could order them later in the year when the money starts coming. And I could just touch base with John when we have enough money to do it.
Yeah, we
Like
can wait.
September or somewhere. I mean, all I have is two sticks over there, so we should have some at some point whenever we can afford it, just in case something happens.
I have no problem with it, but.
Yeah, I'll make one for them. At the end of the call work when after talks with John.
Is there an amount up to an amount, or is there?
Yeah.
There's budget.
So there's $10,000 budgeted, 7,500 to be fine.
Okay.
Okay.
It's minor.
Yep.
And
Okay.
Miriam second. Okay.
Okay. And
All
the tractor.
those in favor?
All of them, they are. All
Aye.
right.
So the tractor quote, I started getting them quotes from, I don't know, the last couple months. So far, the cheapest one is the Kubota out of Champlain Valley. So they're going to give you guys 17,000 for the New Holland tractor, 17,500. And then they weren't interested in the Massey tractor, so you guys could sell that separately. John Deere was, they would take both. They'd give $1,000 for the Massey and 10,000 for the New Holland. Yeah, big difference. And there's a big difference in tractor price too. The New Holland for the trade-in comes in at $37,951.52.
Who was that?
That was the Kubota
That's the Kubota.
or
Thirty.
the
What was it again?
37,000.
37.
And what horsepower?
That's both. 54 horsepower.
What's that now?
They're both 54 horsepower.
Okay, so what was the, this is
Down
the,
here. Yeah,
yeah, what was the actual cost of the tractor?
Cost of the tractor is $56,451.52.
No, it's true.
That's for the silver Dakota. They said $1,000, but if you guys put a deposit of $1,000 on that one, they could order all the functions and stuff that we wanted extra, and then you guys could take delivery at the end of August. I talked to John about it a little bit. Take delivery at the end of August, beginning of September. I didn't ask John Deere that just because they're so much further out. The same tractor, oh, they're $14,754 difference. So I just,
what was it full price?
Full price on the John Deere would be
about 70,000.
The John Deere started at the 61,958. I guess they're going to give you 2,000 for the massing, so there's 12,000 for both.
And these cabs and bucket?
Yep, cabs and buckets. So the bucket wasn't added on the John Deere for the 61,000. Their total quote for was 61,958.56, but you had to minus, they added in a mower with that, which was 9,250, but you have to subtract that. So that's 61,000 minus almost 10 is
51,52. So John Deere is cheaper than the equipment.
No, John Deere is way higher. So everything all together, John Deere was $61,958. So
yeah, what's yeah, I was trying to, yeah, the
did they have a 0% financing in this package?
John Deere does, Kubota does not.
Yeah.
We're talking to John, he wanted to pay for it outright.
Yeah, how are you gonna pay for it, John?
The tax bills will be out in all of this.
And I'm pretty sure this 37,000 was equal with the, like, it's a 5-year warranty comes with for the Kubota, for the extended.
Yeah, what can you get all this together?
I got it all here going.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's, yeah, so it's, do you want, anybody want to see it printed out?
Yeah,
yes, I do.
Computer,
yeah. I'm just saying that the John Deere was $14,500 more. So that's why I kind of was sticking to the Kubota.
Yeah.
And it's not even comparison in price.
And
yeah.
And how we're gonna pay for it.
Not to ask the money.
Yeah, it'd be out of the equipment fund.
Okay.
Good.
I still want to see the tractor though. I mean,
yeah.
It's I mean I'm leaning to the Kubota too.
Really.
Yeah, because I know certain things about a John Deere that you know.
Yeah, I can print this all off, you guys can take it home. You don't look at it then or when.
How soon do you need this, Dan?
Whenever. She said, the Kubota lady said they had one available, so that's all she told me. That's all I had. Like I said, I kind of shied away from the John Deere when it was $14,000 more, because if you can buy it for $14,000, you can buy a lot of different implements rather than
right.
$14,000 per name.
Yeah.
I look at it.
But. Well, I'm not, I got a John Deere, but I'm not, you know. I was Kubota too, so I know I know both.
I tried LS didn't even really get back to me.
So is there a shovel with this on that price though?
What's that?
Is there a bucket shovel?
Yeah, bucket
included.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, true. Do you want to look at it?
I don't really have to look at it. I just know that the difference in the bucket between the Kubota and the John
Deere. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. At least I'd like to see the two, because visually I yeah, it's all in the piston size, and if the piston size is small, they won't, like that 50 horse there, that is 50 some horse?
54.
That should be able to pick up at least 1,600 pounds.
Yeah, I think it was just over a ton,
yeah.
Like 22, 24 pounds.
Yeah, and that's on the Kubota. But what will John Deere do?
I think there should have been equivalent.
Huh?
There should have been equivalent. But the problem with it was so John Deere can put a cab on a lesser model tractor than John Deere can. That's where the price drove up. John Deere only put it on their top model, which is whatever it's called.
Now, is this, yeah. Are these synchronous, not synchronized, but are
Hydrostatic.
hydrostatic?
Yep.
They're both hydrostatic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I asked for, just for what we do.
Okay. Yeah.
What model was the Kubota? What series?
The MX series.
You know something about that? You got one.
Yeah, I know. I don't have the MX, but I know I have Kubota. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you say who the vendor is for the Kubota?
The Kubota's Champlain Valley.
All right, right.
And John Deere was the old tire business. I don't know what it's called now, but
Okay.
and
Valley.
like I said, I tried to get LS, a couple other tractors, a lot of them didn't get back to me. So then when I was talking to Isaiah, we said it's better off to get something closer because then when you need warranty work, at least you go to Derby and not Swanton or St. Albans
Way.
or so that's fine.
Good, yeah. Yeah, does that have the afterburn on
It should. And then
it? You know, we can talk about that.
yeah, it's I think it's all with all the tractors now, it comes with, I want to say, a four or
Well,
five year, but I think it's a 5 year on
the
that.
Mahindra don't have that.
Oh, really? I didn't ask for a Mahindra.
Well, it's just they run their motors hotter. They get away
Oh,
with it.
yeah. Yeah, I want to say it's 5 year on that. I think that's it's like a federal thing now.
Okay.
It's how they both talk to them.
I
So.
have no problem with the Kubota. I mean, they're good tractors. They're really good tractors. And I know one thing, that that's the lift part is, if you're gonna move, you're gonna get, like, if you had a pallet and you want to move something, you got to be able to lift it. You can't just lift 700 or 800 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, we're figuring if we could like sell one of the trucks next spring, and we'll buy some more implement for it rather than try to buy them all in 1 year.
Yeah. What truck do you have
I don't know. We'll wait till
to?
spring for the upper fill product.
Okay. We're going to have a motion on that, or we just all
Do
want
we need a motion?
Oh,
I don't think we're in the buying
yeah.
timetable yet. I mean, we're
You want to just get some more information and
yeah.
then?
Okay.
What other information do you want?
Okay. Huh?
So what other information do you want?
Well, I thought you were going to give us some
Oh,
paperwork on them with the numbers and
yeah.
all that.
Yeah, we can do that too. I was wondering what you
I want to
wanted.
see the numbers.
Yeah.
I know you said them all, but
Right.
they
They're
get
not like they're
computed.
not even comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, since the road foreman is making copies for you with numbers. I'd like to see that too, either print it or email to me.
Okay. Yep.
Is that all right?
Dan got that, yeah.
Yeah, I'll
All
pass
right.
it on.
Okay.
Oh yeah, it's wide open.
Yeah.
We got two people. He's, it's not like just one way. Yeah,
Okay.
that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I have those tonight, tomorrow,
Yeah,
maybe?
about 2 seconds.
Oh, perfect.
I don't think he's.
Now they're printing now.
Huh?
That quick, they're printing.
Different now.
Very done.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Equally.
Dan, could I have a copy too, please?
Did you want to table this a little? No.
For
Well, what I was thinking is that,
purchase, yeah.
well, he's getting the information for us, so we could do it later if we have time later in the meeting, if we want to do that. I mean, that's up to the board.
You
Are?
yeah.
Well, what I'm thinking is, we'll set the desk because we've got one installed.
Yep.
That's why I'm going.
Yes.
If it's one installed,
So,
we have John there doesn't even
yeah,
have it.
I think it would be a handy thing to have like down at the transfer station if it's parked down there during the winter where all the snow falls off the building and then it builds up. If we had that parked down there,
Yeah.
they could scrape it and keep things cleaned up a lot.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back at the end of the meeting.
Okay. Is that all right, Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. We're all set then.
Okay.
Gonna move on. New business, general election, November 3rd, 2026. Okay, select board approval needed to put Justice of the Peace candidate's name on the general election November 3rd ballot.
So if we want the, which we have had in the past, the Justice of Peace, if we want to put their names on the general ballot, that's produced by the Secretary of State. I need the Select Board's approval.
I'd like to motion that we do add the Jefferson City Police candidate names to the general election on November 3rd ballot.
All over the paper.
All right.
Select Board approval needed to mail a ballot to all active non-challenged voters in the town of Westmore for November 3rd election.
And that's mostly because we're putting the Justice of the Peace names on it. And if we had a local public question, which we don't have, but they're asking for approval to mail a ballot to all. It's going to everybody. It's just a process.
Okay.
Well, let's make a motion for that one as well.
Okay.
We will need it to approve the mailing of ballot to all active not challenged voters in the town of Westmore for the November 3rd election. Thank you.
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Right.
Okay, so now we're down to rant group, Peggy Zimmer. Permission requested to promote Ice Out event on town college properties.
Right. Well, as you know, we're working really hard to work down the $10,000 obligation that we have at the V-Trans scoping event. We have some donations. We have a fellow who's going to, we have matching commitment. And we're also got a Ice Out competition and a booth for that, which we put out on Mondays during the farmer's market. But we've been putting it out on town land, and I just wanted to make sure we have permission to do that.
I don't have a problem with it. We're close to doing it.
Yeah, and the only thing is, once you allow, one community group, you have to open it up to all community groups. So that's the only, which we know about the cottage anyways.
You mean signage, advertising?
What's well, just if they ask and you grant permission, the next person asks. So that's the only.
Yeah, we're setting the price for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to be overrun with people wanting to set up there.
Yeah.
I'll make motion that we give permission to the rent group to set up the Ice Out sales at the town cottage.
Second.
Yes.
Thank you.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh.
No, that's for you, sir.
All those in favor?
All those in favor. I'm sitting here just halfway.
Aye.
Okay. Teach America Swim Program feedback requested from organization information only.
And it's an online survey they'd like us to fill out. I don't know if you want me to fill it out or you want me to try to print it and bring it to the board, or Jen probably has one too. Just how I think the towns, I mean, I received positive feedback. People liked seeing the kids on the beach. I think that people respected the space that was created.
I didn't.
The parents.
I didn't see any issues. I watched it multiple days.
I didn't hear anything negative.
So. No, so and the parents obviously were all happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just if I can fill that.
I would make a motion that the
organization asking for feedback from us.
Yes, to either make their program better or
Oh, I see.
They were very happy that Willoughby was involved, They were happy with the response. So.
So are we going to provide this feedback?
Well, I'm gonna make a motion that we allow the town clerk to fill out the response that has been requested from the organization.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Donation received $1,600 from the Northeast Kingdom Running Camp and $100 from residents specified to be used for ramp scoping study grant, town match.
So, John, all gifts are supposed to come before the select board. That's why I put it in. A donation is, in essence, a gift.
You set up a donation file.
That's John's. I know for the specific ones, he's going to have to figure.
There's a general donations account that we put the
account, right.
And then if somebody's specifying where they want the money to go, we have a separate account, separate donations account, because it's specified.
Specified, for instance, to what? To
so in this
the
case,
RAC group or
resident,
else,
a resident so requested that this go towards
go
the
to,
town match, the ramp group.
Right.
You know,
Yeah, I see.
And John, I was going through my papers today, and one thing that came up, and I'll show it to you from Jim. I had asked him about donations a while ago, and he said it's good practice, like that running camp, for the donation to be used towards.
Right, actually, good point. So,
towards.
Elaine and I were talking about this, is for general donations like this, we should have a policy where those are applied. So, the Running Camp has made a donation, Black Fly has made a donation, the Lions Club makes a donation. A lot of them, not all of them, involve some aspect of the beach.
Yeah, recreation.
Recreation that start either using the parking lot and they're going out from there, or they're doing the swim from the beach, or the Running Camp parks begins and ends there. It, per Jim's, it might not be a bad idea to say donations, unless specified, go towards the maintenance of the beach. Or something like
what
that.
What we received, you've mentioned so far, there's been no specification about where that money
the only
is.
The one
spent.
Is this first one.
This is the first one?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. So the object is to put in, you know, if there's an event that comes across and say donations would be appreciated. And if they are not specified, then they will be placed in the donation fund.
Well, I already on the assembly application, we put donations would be appreciated.
Right,
So
right.
that's
We
there.
Have that, right.
And then Jim, we had asked Jim about donations in the past,
yeah.
And now that we're getting more, he just said it's a good idea to put them towards what the event was using. And John is saying the
so
beach.
That's yeah. A decision
but
you
Jim
made.
Said,
yes.
That's a decision we made.
Somebody
yes.
asked, what are you using those donations for? We have an answer.
Don't just put them in general
fund. Don't just
fund.
Put them in the general fund, they get lost. So
right.
I would say, it's Willoughby Lake that generates a lot of these activities.
Yeah.
And the beach is $30,000 to maintain, that we use it to offset the cost of the beach.
So again, that would be a decision that John, the town council recommends that the town itself make a decision. A donation, where it should be allocated.
VLCT did too. And I'll reread it, how it, whether they want a policy or just the select board to, you know, do something in the minutes.
You were asking where they went, and Jim basically said you should specify where those donations are going, so they just don't get lost.
Right, right.
So I can look further and reread the VLCT, reread Jim, and maybe see about writing something quicker.
Yeah. Well, it's something to, if an event request does come in, appreciate it, and if not, blah 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 blah.
On the, you're asking to add that to the assembly application.
Is that
it's already on?
That it's on there.
Yeah, the donation part.
Right, but not the specificity.
Correct.
I think we have to make
that would be
we
the select board. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we make a motion, that's in a minute. Yeah, direct.
Right. It's got to be in the minutes.
Yeah.
But we can look.
I'd like to see the, I would like to, before we make a motion, I would like to see the wording from
Jim and VLCT.
Jim and think about it. Yeah. I just have a few thoughts running through my mind, but I'd like to read it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I'd be comfortable.
Yeah, we could table this. Have it done tonight.
Perfect.
Yeah, that wasn't even,
yeah.
We're just letting you know.
Yep.
Okay. So
perfect.
It can be.
Thank you.
So next meeting. So forward the info. I forward it to all of it. Yeah.
Thank
to
you.
Select. Okay.
Then we're on to old business. Nancy, see you, Nancy List, Municipal Impact Questionnaire, Certification of Municipal Services for Act 250 application, signature needed.
Hi, this is Steve List. Last thing, I didn't have much time to talk with for my exposure to the board. And then this time I brought my wife and some friends to help you understand our proposal. Currently we're operating a flower farm called Foxmoor Flower Farm. And currently, I'm the plant manager. I have met many green employees eager to grow into beautiful flowers. Foxmoor is a union of Foxhall and Westmoor. That's why I call it Foxmoor. Foxhall was a part of a large girls' camp that operated from 1921 to 1974, that the Carters managed to build strong and competent women from influential families from Boston and New York City. This was a significant part of Westmore's history, and maybe more. We would like to honor this history and have others experience this place. Nancy and I are asking permission to host maximum of 13 events each year of consisting of flower workshops, community events, and possible weddings. And I think the Act 250 application and gave your summary the last time you were here. And do you have any questions or comments or about it?
So did you see the
Act? So no, I think one of our questions that had come up at the last meeting was it was hard to approve or disapprove or whatever an impact statement when there was nothing in writing, because we had to make sure that we're approving whatever was going forward, right? Because if you told us it was 10 but then you submitted 30, our impact statement would not have been reflective of what was sent. So I think we got a copy of the Act 250 form today. It did say 13 events. So it did cover the number of events for the year.
Okay.
So what's written in there is what was suggested again by Jim. This did go by Jim, and he just said about the services we don't provide, just let them know that they are provided by a contracted vendor, so to speak. The only question I didn't fill out is, does this create burdens that are disproportionate to the taxpayer? And that would be for you to answer. And then basically, they're asking if you're available to speak if needed, but then it's a signature. And this, Jim did say, you should be comfortable with your response. It's not necessarily irrevocable. You know, if circumstances change, you can change.
Yeah, this is not the town approving the permit or
permit,
it, yeah, this is not the town approving anything. This is simply saying what we feel the impact on the proposed thing would be.
Yeah, this is just a form that's required.
Yeah,
from Act 250.
Yeah,
to get the ball rolling. Yeah,
right.
I've been through it a few times and
So you all have that's the original. You got to get that.
On this municipal impact question.
Yeah. Impact. There's a second.
All in favor.
Aye.
All right.
It's at the very. You're welcome. Where is it? At the very bottom, I think. In those boxes, the little boxes.
The little,
right here.
Yeah. One is a signature, one is a title.
No,
Chris has a question.
It's a state.
It's an Act 250 permit already in the system. And
that's Mr. Chair, Chris Charles from the Newport Daily. May I just have a copy of the application of what you signed so I could just have it straight in my head when I'm working on my story?
Okay.
You guys actually have copies if you want to give them. It won't be the signed copy, but
yeah.
And should it be no disproportionate?
Last day, too.
I'll give them the whole thing.
Give me the whole thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, so, okay, so the next one is consult the youth policy and then remove Westmore Association memorandum of understanding.
So you have the original in your packet with red lines through. You had located on the 23rd of February, but the Westmore afterwards, the Westmore Association came and did not want any reference. They don't want to be. So I guess they don't want the memorandum, they don't want to be involved in it. They didn't want
They
any
don't want them.
reference.
So we have that other three person move first.
Five persons.
Five persons.
So that's what I was thinking. There is a section in here. You can see where I crossed out Westmore Association. So on page one, where I crossed out a representative of the Westmore Association, would we put a representative of the CSA group, which is a town committee? And then that's also on page two down at the bottom to a rep, you have to provide paperwork. And is that what we want to do to the CSA committee in that space? I can write it in. I have a separate one that you could sign that's amended tonight. Or I could type it and bring it back next week. It's up to you. If that's what you're.
They're good with
Well,
the
that's where I have to. I haven't been able to connect with Pam. Westmore Association is. They
Well, they're
came to
definitely
me.
yes.
Yes. And I know Pam is scheduling the events now. So if you'd rather me specifically speak to her too.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about it and then we go back and forth and something else comes up. And so
It
I
seems
just.
like they agreed to it, and that's why they took the position of being.
A town committee. That was part of it. Part of their resolution is to talk to the select board about events, and so that's what I would suggest there.
And you have an updated copy with
I
it
have.
specified?
Well, I'd have to just write it in.
Well, yeah,
Must.
what is it? You've withdrawn the second paragraph, right? Eliminated that, or is it the third? Okay.
Different,
To
yeah.
the policy, right? All right.
Yeah.
And
And
down.
then the additions are.
And then anytime it says you have to wishing to reserve the cottage, it used to be a representative of the Westmore Association. Now it would be must contact a representative of the CSA committee.
Okay. Yeah. And the other one?
And the other one is let's see.
The liability and insurance.
Liability and
Provi
insurance.
so providing the paperwork, basically.
Yeah.
They'll provide a certificate of whoever's renting or using the cottage has to provide this paperwork. And we also have to do a facility use agreement. We haven't done that yet to a representative of the CSA committee.
Let's see, the liability insurance, the user group shall provide a certificate of coverage, evidencing such coverage along with what's the last at the end of the paragraph, the liability and insurance, it does say the user group shall provide the certificate.
Well, they have to provide it to somebody. So they would, so CSA would handle everything. Then the packet would
Okay,
come to the town
that's it. For
clerk to.
those two, it's the CSA will handle it.
Yes.
Get with Pam, I think.
Yeah.
I'd say make a clean copy and we'll sign it in the next
Okay,
one.
and make
Make sure
sure.
Pam is okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Kind of what's more ordinance regulating domestic animals, what's the approval needed?
So this, the fees were the fees you saw from that last one. She did note. I wasn't so good with this one. I didn't highlight it. I did note and that it, and even VLCT notes that this is for hobby farms and not for.
Yes.
I did put that in here somewhere. I apologize. I wasn't as good with this one. Because I mentioned the agro, including but not, This order, this ordinance does not apply to licensed agricultural operations. I put that at the end of the first paragraph. That was one of the things she had noted. The fees were already there. I put at the bottom enforcement would be either the select board or the enforcement officer. I put both of them there. I didn't say one or the other because we don't know. So I thought keeping both was a good idea.
I think keeping both is a good idea for now.
Okay. And I just put Orleans County Superior Court. I put that where it was necessary. She had suggested if the owner has violated three times, whether the offenses are identical within the 12-month period. So I added those numbers to what we're doing. And then she added notice. You can sell a domestic animal at public auction, posting the notice, and she added, or on social media. So it could go on Facebook, something like that. So that is added into the ordinance. So it's not a lot of changes. And then I think I had to add the word Westmore somewhere. Town of West. Yes, when it says insert municipality's name, I did that. So it was just those couple of changes. And if you approve it, you are amending the ordinance. You are creating an ordinance. We have to do 60 days in the newspaper, agenda item at a regularly warned meeting. That was tonight. Read and approved. We had read it with Renee and just went over it. And then we'll have to post it. And it has to be 60 days. We have to put it in the newspaper, then wait 60 days because you're creating an ordinance.
Right.
So if you want to do that.
Okay. Is it just quick points? And this is the updated one.
That's the updated one.
Yeah, so this is the second version, right? The first update? No. Because we did see this.
You did. Renee came.
But we did not approve it at that time.
Right.
Correct.
Renee made her suggestions, and those
are her suggestions.
Right.
And she said with an ordinance, she would be the enforcer of this. So we would call her and not have to get involved with the police.
Your name is Renee.
Yes.
Herself would be, right, okay, yep.
But the ordinance does give us the option to enforce it also. Curtis said it's pouring on the North Beach.
Am I?
Make sure my windows.
Okay.
What's that?
I said my wife texted me to make sure my windows were up because it's pouring on the North Beach.
Crazy.
Those are down. Okay, so
mine is
number one. Down.
Yeah, it's not raining here yet.
No,
yeah, so you'd have to make a motion. Yeah,
the thing where
watch it
smoke. Jim has looked at this.
No, Jim has not looked at that. Would you like me to?
I can
send it to him.
No,
it came from BLCT.
Yeah,
I can send it. That's okay if you want that stat.
I'm. It's everything that's got to be fine, but it just, you know, when you start taking the tricky part, it's impounding.
Okay, if you get to that point.
Procedure you've got to go. And then it becomes a public auction.
Nice.
Well, if we got to that point, it would have to definitely be Renee who knows the policy.
Yeah, and that's even the dog control thing. We can act, you can actually have a dog euthanized in your policy.
I just, you know,
But if you
I
want
just don't, I'm, well, no, I the only thing is there was an issue way back where somebody acted too quickly and we ended up with a dog that was a pet and they just wanted to get rid of it quick.
I can put it by Jim real quick.
I don't, you know.
There's not a rush on this.
I ain't gonna get into it, Mary.
Okay, no,
I don't. All I know is that, you know, it's just that when somebody's pet, and I can't remember the
Okay,
exact,
that
but
was, yeah.
there was something that one was really upset.
How could we
And you know the thing with
edit
it is,
that to the ordinance, though? What should we say?
well,
I don't know.
this ordinance doesn't cover dogs because there's
No,
already
this isn't dogs. This is separate.
this is separate from dogs and domesticated.
Well, hold
This
on.
is
I thought
what's
we
this
were.
land?
I thought we were. We did have a dog ordinance,
Right.
and now we've got a domestic
Domestic
animal. It
animal.
incorporates
So,
which
in other
everything.
words, this is like anybody's like a horse.
It's a
Cattle,
horse,
sheep,
cattle,
dog.
sheep, cows.
Why are we separating those two, David? Why would you?
Renee said it was a good idea because VLCT has them separately,
Yeah, VLCT
and
does.
Renee said we asked her at that last meeting, and she said it's a good idea because they're two separate issues.
Oh,
I
that's right. I
don't
remember.
want to
Yeah.
They're
Okay.
two separate issues. A dog's that ordinance is
Okay.
the same
Okay.
stays. Okay,
Yeah.
so
No, I'm fine with it now.
It's starting to ring.
Yeah.
oh, so if you
We
want.
need it. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we adopt the
Domestic animal.
domestic
Yeah.
domestic animals ordinance.
Right.
Okay.
Second.
My vote is
Aye.
aye.
Mr. Chair, may I have a copy?
Your window is working
Yeah.
now.
Oh,
Sorry.
can
Your
I email that to you in the morning?
window. Yeah.
Okay.
What's going on? Don't
It
worry.
was starting
Don't
to
take off.
Ram. Well, we don't want the inside of our cars wet.
Did you put your windows up?
I never put one down. I don't keep my windows down. No. I guess if you're hot in a hot day, you put your window down.
I know, start out with them down and then
Well,
on the hot
if it
way.
gets rid of the heat.
They must all have air conditioning, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
They must all be equipped with air conditioning. Oh.
Yours doesn't.
No.
You still got the roll-up
Oh
window.
yeah, I like to.
You know,
I like to
I
roll up a window.
okay.
I'm strong.
Can I use your pen? So,
Sure.
okay.
You know, it's like that's a good old Toyota.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It's
Okay.
a quick one.
Yes. Okay. Are we all set with this? We need
That was the dog, the domestic animals ordinance signed.
Okay, and so we've tabled Cargill. So you wanted more time to look at it then?
Oh, I can. I mean, it pretty much we'd normally sign it anyway, just because it's estate pricing and we're not going to get it much cheaper. Here.
Wasn't it 90 something last year?
I just don't, you know, if we can deal with it tonight, it just gets to
If
that
you want to,
point.
yeah, go ahead and sign it, because we do it anyway. Like,
Is that the salt?
that's a salt.
That's
That's
from
a wood.
Canada.
No, I can look into Canada too, but pretty much everybody signs the state contract.
Okay.
That's what
There's
state
probably
gets
a
it
new
for.
tariff if it comes out of Canada.
It could be, yeah.
All right.
So
Okay.
I've got enough to last quite a while, but that's
Okay.
the state pricing, is
Okay.
what that's got to
Okay.
be. So with that, we're bringing it back to the with table, now we're bringing it back to that social action.
Okay.
So.
Okay, I'll make motion to sign the Cargill
Quote
whatever
or
quote
what it was.
on salt.
How is that worded? 150 per what?
It's per ton.
It's $115 per ton.
Okay.
Estimated tons is 200. And terminal is various sources locations. So that puts them, they don't have to stick to just one area.
So
We have
Bill
it.
motioned.
Second.
All those
Aye.
in favor? Aye.
Just... And you want to put your email down there? It don't matter. I always put hers.
Yeah, we put clerk.
Yeah, because I don't want to put mine.
No, I never put yours.
Yeah, I would most time I put hers. Okay, are we all set there?
Good for
Now do you want to go
move
back
back. You can move
to
back the tractor.
tractor and
Yeah.
then we got one left here, which
I'll go ahead and
is
do that.
Let me show the addition.
And
Huh? The addition.
oh, yes.
Oh.
Well, that's yeah. Okay.
The nominations, I don't know if anybody's come up with a name, or I haven't. Nobody has come forward to me
Nominations for
for the Community Leadership Summit. Pam Kennedy went
Kennedy
last
did
year.
last year. He
Yeah.
nominated her. I did talk to Ellie, but she
She's
didn't
not.
give me a good answer.
Yeah, okay.
She told me about all of the other parts that she's played in her
Yeah,
life.
she is. I could ask Peggy Zimmer. I didn't, I don't know.
I don't know who else. I don't. Did anybody else have a nomination?
Yeah. No.
I could
Okay.
ask Jennifer Woolard. Oh, not Woolard, Liebman.
Yeah.
Okay. See Peggy. Oh.
Didn't you say it was in Philly
It's
or
in
Kansas?
Castleton. It's a day thing.
Castleton?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
a day thing.
One day. One day thing.
Gonna take a whole day.
No. Well, it will be a whole day. Just one day. That's
Okay,
it.
I'm one
So
day's that's done then.
something down there.
Okay, so we're gonna go back to the transfer station, and that's you said it was only gonna take 2 minutes.
Yeah, just at times they do get really busy. And I know we talked about putting an ad in the paper or something, but I think it would be easier for if they needed help and they were over, it's only gonna be 4 or 5 more weeks and then it'll be
Yeah.
where that either they could call Miriam or myself and we would go
Right.
down and work just the number of hours. Like if at 9 o'clock they called and we work from 9 to 12,
And we've
just
talked to
that.
them about this before, volunteering ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, I just
Because
think that would be an easier way than
there are
hiring
times when it's
somebody
very
and
rushing with the
getting them
summer
down there
people, the
for
summer
5 hours and we don't really need them for 5 hours.
Right. Yeah.
I went down at 8 o'clock thinking I'd beat the crowd. They were
No,
busy at
yeah.
quarter past. Yeah.
Oh,
Sorry, the
yeah.
other guys
It's
said
a
it.
and they were very kind to me.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, and it's just being
Yeah.
people, and we should put a sign up there that says, please see attendant before dumping, because there's people that drive out back thinking it's still the compost is out back. And, there are things that we have to do
The
down there.
compost is
You know what they did to
not
me?
out back anymore.
They said that you're not going to do zero sort.
No, they didn't.
More and more people
They
are
took the bags and they went in with them and they put them in the tubes. Okay.
That was nice of them.
Oh, it was nice of them, but you're talking about time here.
They weren't supposed to do
And you
that.
guys need to go help them.
No, they usually try to discourage people from
No.
using the zero sort, but they're usually pretty polite about it.
Oh, they were polite. Oh yeah, they did it.
But they just
He took
okay,
my bag and
let
away they went.
it.
I followed him in. I said, well, I'll watch
Oh,
this. Was it.
they didn't sweetly say, you know, you can really separate these things into the
Well,
whole. They have been saying that more and more. People going,
they just didn't,
okay.
Mary, they just didn't let me near that zero. Okay, now that's enough of that. We need to move on. We're doing
One
good.
more thing about the transfer station.
Huh?
What, two more things. Would it be worth trying to find an old Riley, like a high school guy that does it for his time next summer?
You mean
So that's where
as an employee?
well, not as an employee, but that when Riley first started, he was from
He was
the
in his school.
school thing. So I didn't know when school starts, is it worth maybe looking at that? Just an option.
Somebody to
Yeah,
go
winter.
in.
The winter it's not as busy. It's
But if
good.
it's not, but if the guy's free, he's just putting his
He's just
time
putting
in.
his time in for the
He's
school
cool.
for graduation.
Oh, the
Yeah.
community
Yeah, that's what
service.
Riley did. That's how Riley started for the first
Oh,
ever.
yeah. If you know anybody who wants to do their
But it's just
community
with him.
service, let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was Kevin asked for sawdust, wanted me to buy sawdust. And then last fall, you guys decided you didn't want to buy sawdust, you wanted to do it up back. waste management won't bring
sawdust. Right. No.
So do you want me to buy sawdust? I don't carry the bag.
We are collecting compost on food waste, let's call it, before it gets to be compost, food waste at the facility itself. No more are we dumping it in the woods, in the back, any kind of organic matter, right?
Well, that's up to you guys,
waste
but I have to
management
buy
said, I asked them about sawdust, whether or not they would be, might supply us with sawdust. And they said, no, most of the towns buy their own sawdust.
So that's why I'm asking you, do you want me to buy your sawdust? Because last fall you guys said, no, that's why we put it up back. If you want me to buy the sawdust, I'll go down and get it. I just want.
Is that why we started to put compost out
where,
loads?
Yeah, that's because you guys
didn't have sawdust.
No, because you guys didn't want to buy the sawdust because you have to buy the sawdust, then the guys have to mess with it, and then you pay to get rid of it. Up back, it's free. So that's why you went that route.
We're feeding the poor animals.
Does not want that to, the state does not want that to happen.
But everybody else has it.
But
anyway, do you want me to buy the sawdust? That's all I'm asking.
They have told them to use shredded paper. When people bring in the big bags of shredded paper.
But if they run out, do you want me just to get some bags so they have it?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a couple bags of sawdust.
I
can shred.
I purchase sawdust. That's
there you go.
There
good.
You
I
go.
Buy you
you're
guys
saying, shall
some
I
bags
purchase sawdust, right?
Sawdust down there.
And,
simple.
You know, there was also from Waste Management, Michelle, who indicated that, well, if you can't really find any, we might give you. So there's a, you know, yes and no, but I don't think we should just ask them to do
I
it.
I think this,
well, we have, Kevin and them did ask them and they said they won't. So,
oh, Kevin went back and said, will you? And they,
yes,
now they say
yes.
they won't.
That's
okay,
why I'm
then,
bringing it up.
I'll go
get it. I don't mind. I just didn't want to get it.
A couple $10 bags of sawdust isn't.
It's up to us to buy sawdust.
Yes, and I'll get it if you want.
So
you might as well
make a motion to buy the sawdust.
It's like 10 bucks.
I'll make a motion that you buy
two
bags of sawdust.
Okay, perfect.
How much are they? $10?
Seven, I think. I don't know.
Up to $20. Up to $20.
I wouldn't put a max on it because if they need it, I'll have to keep getting it.
Yeah.
I'll just buy two bags and whenever they're done, they'll just come in.
Yeah.
All right. Jason motioned who?
Oh, I did second it.
Oh.
Bill can vote.
Bill.
And when we voted,
the main question was, do you want to have it so that if they want to call Miriam or I, if they get overwhelmed, that one of us can go down?
That's fine with me.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad to help out. Yeah.
All right.
When needed.
Okay.
Do you want a motion for that, or do you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. You just ask
it.
If money involved, they have a motion.
Okay. Well, if I do it, I mean, I didn't get paid the day I work, and I'm not looking to now, but.
No, but I just.
If
I
was going to do
clarify,
it.
Bill, that's all.
Yeah.
Because of the auditors.
Okay. So.
Anything if money, if that's going to the minutes.
So you.
I don't know. Would you?
It's up to you.
Should we make that a determination now? We're
well, you
paid.
Said volunteer it. I don't know if
you volunteer.
Well, I'm just saying that it makes a difference how it goes under the record. That's
well, if I'm going to miss golf for working there, I'm going to get paid.
Okay.
Okay.
So motion. Okay.
So you get about 3 weeks.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Do we want to amend that now?
Well, I didn't write anything down. So. if somebody wants to motion and somebody wants a second for Miriam and Bill to fill in at a rate of at the
going
rate of pay.
Yeah. Okay. So somebody made that motion and I'll second it.
But we only did this.
We did, but you see, you can't be involved.
I'm not sure who made the motion.
So I don't know how we're going to do
it. I made the motion.
Okay, thank you. We're good.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I
get one?
I just sent them over here. I didn't know. They're all in a pile.
Did you get a copy?
I didn't get a copy yet.
Elaine, you want
here's
one?
Yes, please.
I don't know how many I got. I didn't grab a whole pile.
Wait, I'll look at girls.
Just shuffle over.
I'll give you one in a second.
Afterwards,
that's good down there.
So the
that's about
so the Kubota is 57 horsepower and it can lift 2,275 pounds.
Okay.
So I wouldn't want the guys lifting over like 600 or 800 anyway. We have a loader for it. There's no reason to strike the factory.
Yeah, we got a backhoe.
There's no reason. Yeah. That's why I never really looked at it.
So
I knew it was over a ton.
We already put a deposit on the Kubota?
No, that would
it
be
it. It says minus 1,000 for the deposit.
That's if you did it.
That's
what?
If you sign that tonight, you'd have to do a $1,000 deposit to hold that tractor.
Oh, I see. Okay.
These two things are
What?
the two.
Yeah.
We are extended
So, like,
warranty.
on this one here, you'll
That
see, like, I circled this because you put in a boom mower with it, which I wouldn't have wanted that anyway. So, you have to just take the $9,000 off from
Right,
that.
with
Almost
what you
10.
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
And then,
52, 708, 56 versus 37, 951, 52.
And then, yeah. And they're giving us a lot more for the
Yeah.
tractor.
So
And you can sell the other one.
what are we going to be able to mow with this, with our existing mower?
Which one?
Don't we have a flail
We
mower?
had a little film more. We could do like a small little path. I don't have the quote, but there is a quote somewhere. Here's the warranty if you guys want to look at it. So there's a $28,000 mower that can go behind it. John and Isaiah, when I was talking to both of them, said it would be better off to wait until spring to buy it when we sell one of the trucks. Then we can use that money towards it rather than having to try to finance it this year. Because, like I said, it's 28,000 to get a mower to go behind it.
Yeah.
So that's why we figured if we got the tractor this year, sell one of the pieces of equipment, and then buy stuff in the spring or next year is kind of where they were leaning towards.
But the flail mower
So
could do like
what
by
it
the
could do a
barge
little
and
bit,
not by hams and this.
I could do
Yeah,
one pass with it. That's why we're getting a third function in the back, but another nine. But we just
What is
got
the
mower with it.
warranty on the John Deere?
5 years.
Yeah. They got a good horn.
Yep, they were a good one too. So,
Well.
but when they're first talking about it, they were trying to like figure out is it worth the extra little bit for the John Deere when they were going to finance it, but now John's saying he doesn't want to finance it. He wanted to pay cash for it at the end of August.
If it's 0% financing, it's not hardly worth putting out your own money on.
Almost, yeah. I think it was like, what was it when we were trying to figure it out? It was like 6 grand difference we would make up. So, but with the
But
price of the tractor, it's what,
yeah,
11. So I
yeah.
wish it was a little bit lower because it would make sense just to finance it. Because that's why we've got so many numbers and we've kind of like been all over the road with it. Because that's why. Because we're really trying to lead towards the John Deere because it had the 0% financing, which Kubota doesn't offer.
Yeah.
But when you do the numbers and the trade-ins and everything else, it didn't come out.
Yeah, for 12 grand to get 0%.
It doesn't come out.
Yeah, and that's not
It
worth.
about half.
But Kubota, when I bought mine, it was 0%, and the Marises were like, I said, well, I'll pay for it. And they said, why pay for it? Keep
Yeah, if you got
your
the
money.
zero.
And
Oops, sorry. And then this is the warranty on it.
is it
what, for the Kubota?
Yep, that was the warranty. If you wanted to look at that, David.
It's
I've
a
seen it.
two
Did you?
year.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've
So,
seen it.
2 year extended. What does
yep,
that mean?
just
Extended.
extended at the end of it. So it gives it almost a 5 year warranty, I think, right? Is that what that says, David?
Which is what the John Deere offered,
Yeah,
right?
pretty. Yeah, it just cost you through them. But that was that should be
So
added in
roughly,
there.
what was that going to cost us?
Did she put the number in there? I can look at it. $2,200 was it?
there was
Right stamped in.
no additional amount
Yeah.
listed on the
They
quote.
didn't
On
want me
that,
to
I
put
think it's
that.
2,200, is it? No.
No.
The 2,275 was how much it'll lift.
That's the lift
Yeah,
capacity of
she didn't
it.
tell me the price of it. She just added it into the
Yeah,
tractor.
it's not. It's a zero cost on the quote.
Yeah, that's why it was so hard to like. If you look at John Deere, it's completely divided all down the things. So when you're asking me back there, it was hard to explain it
So it's
compared to
already
her.
in it anyways.
Yes, everything's in there.
So
Well, yeah, in her price, it's already in there.
Well,
But
yeah,
it did cost
we don't know
something.
what it is, but that's okay
Yeah,
because
I can
it's
figure it out, but it's not much.
So what's the weight of the tractor? I could look that up.
37,000, almost 38,000.
No,
The
the
weight,
weight.
no, I don't have to.
No,
I
I
can
just
Google
want the
it.
price.
It's
Well,
easier to
they
Google.
and then will the wheel tires be loaded?
It should be. Is it in that quote?
Well, it says rear weights. And rear weights,
Must maybe a little.
loader, R4 tires, rear wiper, and working lights. I do not see that the tires say loaded, but there's two different items listed for rear weights.
I think the rear weights were going to be for when they put a mower on. Be able to put the mower on the back. She's putting weights on the side on one of the tires. I don't know if they're loaded or not. It's saying the MX
Most of them
series
they
are
have. They don't.
4,600 pounds, 4,200 pounds.
Yeah.
That's
We
22.
are
That's two,
trading,
two.
right?
Yeah, but
Not
not quite
yet.
through
We had a
that time.
17,000 trade, right?
Yeah, that's a
Yeah.
Kubota. Yeah, And
this
that's
is
with
given
nothing on it.
17, and the other ones were given
That's
10.
without the cab or
Yeah, I
anything.
think
Yeah,
so.
that's the base weight.
Yeah.
Cargo? No. This is
Yeah,
20.
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
Yeah,
why
then it is 10.
Yeah, and then they're going to do two for the other
one. Yeah, it's like if you're doing,
but that's the
you know, you want a little weight. That's all.
It's just, I think it's pretty close to the same size as where Isaiah's tractor is, right?
Two tractors. This purchase is going to replace two tractors.
Yes,
they're great tractors.
This single purchase will replace the two tractors.
Thank and you. Then going with the Kubota, you can always sell the Massey Ferguson too. John Deere is had them both in the quotes.
Yeah.
So.
Then you move. Go clean the beach and style.
I know, right?
Yeah, air conditioned cab.
Have it all.
Boy, we're really moving up.
We are. He's
been working from
1965.
75. That bad.
75.
I don't remember buying that
one. It's been a good tractor. Someone said that you guys paid less than $1,000 for it. Is that true? You remember? Because if you did, you really get a good deal.
Yeah.
And it's lasted a long time.
It's 50 years old.
This is my mind around
60?
50.
28. Yeah. It's still a good deal for as long as it lasted.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we had the scramble on that one. Because everybody and his brother, that was surplus.
Again, that state surplus.
Yeah. Well, I see that model.
Oh, thank you.
Massive model with that perfect motor in it. Yeah, you know, perfect motor. Thanks, Dylan.
Or you need to sign something if you're
there. Well, we,
yeah, it's up to you guys if you want to do that. But
what's your pleasure here?
And then, like,
well, we're doing pretty good now.
I know. I should have put some harder stuff on here.
Yeah.
No.
I think we're doing good.
If you want to table it for now, that's fine.
So, with them having one available, based on that and the treasurer's report and how we can adjust the finances to make this happen. And all the conversations we've had about the other tractors, I think I'm going to make a motion that we move forward and approve the purchase of the Kubota MX 5400 with the listed accessories.
Like when I was talking to John, he just said, how much can we really keep dumping into that other one?
Well, right. So,
we're getting some back out of it.
Yeah, not that bad. Actually, I was kind of surprised that they came that. I was figuring
10. Yeah. Get rid of it before the offer drops.
Before they change their mind.
And if it had bucket on it, it would still be valuable for us, but with no bucket.
But they can take it in their shop and next winter they'll just go through it and they don't have to pay the thing if we do it.
So you motion to purchase it or to put the deposit down?
To purchase the
Kubota. With a deposit, with a $1,000 deposit.
With a $1,000 deposit to reserve it.
Oh, second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And Mr. Chair, what is the bottom line? What's the final cost of this?
I see
the John Good stuff, and I'm sure it's in here, but I don't. I see Champlain Valley. Is that what it is?
That's it. That's it right there at the bottom. Where did that way down the bottom?
$37,951.52.
I don't know if you want to hold on to the Massey until spring and sell it then, because by the time this comes in September, is it worth selling it then or not?
So the other tractor?
Well, the Massey.
Well, this
the Massey is not part of the trade.
Yeah.
This is with the trade.
I don't know if you guys want to put it out this fall. I hate to like get rid of it while we're using it for the beef.
It's the spring.
I think the spring would bring more money.
Yeah,
same thing with one of the trucks. I think it'd bring more money.
At that age, it's not going to lose value.
No.
Okay. We're all set.
Yep.
So, what else we got?
Liquor commission.
Okay. Liquor control. Consideration of liquor permit of application. Select board acting in its capacity as local liquor commission, approval needed. Request to cater permit St. Johnsbury Distillery Notch House, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. It doesn't have a date though.
Oh, sorry. This is one though where the 11 p.m. you've been motioning them all for 10 p.m.
We had 10 p.m.
So they asked for 11, but you can make it conditional on no alcohol. It is on September 5th. Sorry.
September 2nd?
5th.
5th.
Yeah.
Okay, again, they said it's conditional, or you said it would be conditional.
You have to say the select board would approve the permit conditional upon no alcohol being served after
right,
10.
But I think Nachos was aware that it was 10 p.m.
Yes,
they are,
but they might not have let their vendor.
This is a caterer, a different caterer than does it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so want to do that on the...
Now I'll make a motion that we approve it with the condition that it ends at 10.
Okay.
Not 11.
Okay.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
What's the address?
It's the Notch House.
Notch House.
What is the
address?
Fire Bay.
Okay.
576 A Vermont.
The big, you go up the hill, left, right there.
Okay, got it.
It's an event venue.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're up to local citizens and questions and discussion. Everybody.
they left when I said it was raining.
Correspondence?
Okay, correspondence. So the big thing, I guess, was there's a Red Cross summer shortage. Of blood, and I can post that. So there are numbers to call for a blood drive if you want to donate. There are numbers you can call. And then broadband technician training, and it's actually at the North Country Career Center. It's last time it was NEK putting it on, but this is North Country Career Center. So there must be a lot of building going on, and if North Country is offering classes. So, yeah. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Okay. And we're done.
Yep. On your review of select orders, Isaiah, did he talk to somebody about looking at some of the sheriff's department? I think he might.
Yeah, I caught up with him quickly. I haven't reached out to the sheriff's office yet.
But. Yeah, so just it's part of the, this is the bill for what, June or June?
For June.
And there were a couple of things. Now, Isaiah.
Were those pages further down if you kept scrolling down, or did you have to go to a different?
It's all together. If you just together. Scroll down.
Yeah, I guess I just went to the
first page.
Yeah. I didn't realize them.
You do have to scroll up.
I think originally I didn't know that either, and then I realized, oh.
But you know, I think it was brought up, which the sheriff was here, that we were getting no information, we didn't know anything. And I remember it was at least 5 or 6 years ago that Sheriff Harlow did come in here and said, we are now making this available. She wanted us, to the town, to know that every month we will send and provide this information.
And they also have that STARS thing. So I don't have time to.
That's something that's just new, is what I'm trying to say. It's
right,
that place.
Yeah, if you look at all the records from the past, you can see all the reports.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'll follow up with her and get some clarification, because there's one thing on here that wasn't in Westmore, it was in Derby, and then there was another one that there was no outcome listed, whereas the other reports all had outcomes. So I can follow up with her to get clarity on that.
I will tell you, somebody came in to pay a parking ticket today. They had a parking ticket parking at the South Beach on the 25th, so Saturday. Nice young man came in to pay his ticket. So it was issued.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be the first parking ticket.
We had a couple last year, but that's the first this year. Yeah. So
the sheriff remembered this?
I have to look at it. It must be. Or is it the state? It's either them or the state police.
I'm surprised.
I think it's the sheriff.
I think it's the sheriff, because
the sheriff usually brings me a copy, and this kid came to pay it before the sheriff brought me the copy.
Didn't
know that. So I think it is the sheriff.
I'm just surprised because it's state land.
They said that if somebody parks in the
no park
in the trap, well, if they're in the lane of travel, they said they do ticket them. If they're off the lane of travel but no parking, I'm not sure. But they said if they're in the lane of
no
travel, it definitely
zone.
Said.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I'll look at it better, because I have to tell Callie about it. So I'll, but I think it's the sheriff, and they usually bring me one copy.
How much is a parking ticket?
$25.
That's cheap money for walking clothes.
Hey, real quick, and they come on Monday after Saturday.
So, approval of minutes for our meeting.
Okay.
Gotcha. Does that mean you weren't here, maybe? Is that the one? I think we didn't vote on it last.
No, that one still isn't. Because I'm trying to find out.
Was what, June 16th?
I want the minutes to be correct. Yeah. And you okayed the terms on the CSA committee, and they're staggering them so that, you know how you stagger so you're not voting. I just have to find out who is which stagger. And Pam must
so that was away. Like two meetings prior.
Yeah, yeah. So
this meeting, this is for the last meeting, the 13th.
16 or 13th?
13th.
13th.
Oh, geez, Lynn is not. Lynn might have to go print it for you. But if you want to make the motion, or do you want to see that?
Yeah, well, I've already read them anyways.
But okay.
No, I lost that. Yeah, I read it.
You okay, so you want a motion, and I'll go print it.
Okay, all those in favor? You've made the motion.
Yeah.
Somebody second it?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so. I'll be
right.
Okay, while you're doing that, right. And then you have everything in front of you.
We have the bills and the payroll.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that Orleans is in there. That might be, I'm not sure if it got a check or if it matters or if it's
I don't,
a deal. I don't think it's a big.
Start right here. And then... No, we need some rain.
Yes.
It's supposed to be getting some in the next couple of days.
Yeah. It's like the last time it was going to rain, it went New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It went in the west and east of us, and it just blew right in the middle of it.
Right.
It's dry.
Yeah. Yeah, the brooks. Really low. And the your lawn, so if you're mowing your lawn right now, you're gonna know. Oh, it just might as well kill it.
Yeah, it mine's this high, so it's still doing good.
Yeah, because what happens is it'll catch moisture at night.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't been doing a very good job mowing this year, and it makes a better morning. Makes a greener lawn.
You know? We're up in the morning early. I think for the sun, of course, and things are wet with dew.
Yeah, some mornings. Yeah. Some mornings it ends so bad. I mean, it just depends on the. It's been a unusual year.
It really has.
I've been watering my yard.
The water, the bulbs, at least the front come up, aren't coming up.
Hmm?
The flowers.
If you go across the road, if you water that up, turn green again. No. Oh, okay. I just figured
I'm not out there. I'm not inviting the geese.
One thing I did read or saw on that Ethan Tapper, he does all kinds of stories on forests.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote books. And he said, you want to get rid of geese? Quit mowing your lawn.
Really?
Yeah. They don't like tall grass.
They don't like tall grass because they're afraid that predators are going to be hiding in them.
Oh, didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost took a few out for you the other day. They come flying right in our road as I was coming through.
Yeah. Somebody killed one down towards heading out by JPC cars on that stretch there, that bridge.
Yeah, a goon.
Yeah, well, the whole family there when I went through a whole bunch, about 8, 9, 10, came back and one in the road there.
This morning, a hawk went down and grabbed a duck and patted it on the ground.
Oh, really?
And all of a sudden, one of my cats came out of the bushes and jumped at the hawk, and the hawk flew off, and then the cat went over and was sniffing the duck, and I picked it up and threw it in the pond, but it was so surprising to see this 10-pound cat, and this hawk was big, and the cat went after
him. The cat wanted the hawk, that's what he wanted.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't
look. Oh, you weren't, somebody wasn't there.
David wasn't there. I was watching that at all times.
You weren't
playing the same thing.
Yeah.
The predators go out
to
the
ducks and make you a copy of that or anything.
Yeah.
I sent you an email just to.
Oh.
Wait, it says.
I'm pushing.
You're not pushing.
Yeah. Let a cat say that.
That's one.
Sometimes it's scary. Yeah, I have too many papers.
That was a name before.
Wait, the last meeting was the third. Oh, that was a meeting before you weren't here.
Yeah.
Miriam wasn't here for the last one. Okay.
Yeah, Miriam wasn't there.
Yeah.
Was it 16 or 13?
13. The 13th, you aren't here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Time just blends together.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Almost August.
Yeah, I had my son who was stopping.
That was the one before.
I thought he wasn't going to make it, but he left. Hmm. Yeah. He had to go.
Yeah.
He went to Martha's Vineyard in terms of feet last week. Yeah. So I had a trail truck on the ferry and then his rig.
Hmm.
And I think it was over 20, 21 or 22 jerseys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And apparently it was that. They can look right out the ocean, you know.
Oh, just nice.
Oh. And they can't get nobody. See, that's the thing is there's nobody
to do it.
All of trimmers want to do big herds.
Wow.
He just has a machine that just picks the cow right up.
Oh, really?
Cow goes in it. Cow comes up just like that. Got some things that come right around and grab the leg, bring it right up like that. Then the front is the same thing. The front feet brings it up right there. And then
oh, wow. Some
here.
Yeah.
He does one in 4 minutes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They must have come a long ways.
Oh, they just keep making some different kind of like. I used to front feet on one of those. We do maybe a whole day 10.
Yeah. And you work for it.
Oh boy, did we work. Okay, I guess my talk with that is. You're all going here, I said.
I'm going that one, yes.
Yeah. And I know there's a funny commission being 12. You have an agenda for that?
It's on the website. It's posted. You can make a copy, but it is on the website.
Where is it?
Go right there.
Hey, Elaine.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Tim. Yes.
Hi, Elaine. Just had a quick question for you. How long are select board meeting recordings archived?
Oh, I think by law, it only has to be 30 days after they're posted.
30 days. Okay.
They're on the website for quite a while, though.
Okay. Okay. I didn't know.
I have them way back.
Okay. And then I just had one quick question for the commission. I'm curious if anybody knows, and there must be a record somewhere, curious about how did the Fox Hall Bed and Breakfast Inn run as a commercial enterprise in a residential zoned neighborhood?
Oh, that's a...
So that probably was grandfathered. I think I'm going to hear the word grandfather going way back, right?
How far back is that, though?
Well, I think there is no zoning in the town of Westmore.
No distinction between commercial and residential.
And I used to own Greenacres Cabin.
There's no distinction?
There is no distinction. So
no distinction, okay.
So, okay.
Okay. I guess that's an open and shut case, huh?
I'm not sure, but
for that piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Okay, good to know. Thank you, folks. Have a nice evening.
Okay, you too.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bye.
Thank you.
I've never seen anything that said commercial and residential.
No.
No.
Is there a lot of towns that don't have it distinguished? That commercial and residential?
There is towns that do have commercial zones.
They do.
Yeah. Big part of the commercial zone.
Fair. I think,
yeah. Then there's some towns that don't have much of any zones.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Brown's it has nothing. You don't even need a permit.
Yeah. There's some places that just
this is the council report?
Yeah, the other one was favor officer.
No, can't really see them. Okay, I guess not. You know what I mean?
I look through and see if there's one you have a question, and then we'll find.
They'll find it.
Yeah, okay. If you have any question, would. I did bring the check to Barton Electric, but I haven't heard anything back from.
And Chris said, pending something unforeseen, he has no issues with the right of way work there.
Yeah, that's good.
So once Barton Electric comes back, and then he'll review, but his initial thoughts were
not going to bother him.
Not an issue.
Yeah. We'll even get the post.
What post?
For
the cemetery?
No, they looked at the extension they called and
the pole.
Extension
that pole. That would come through Barton Electric with furnish. Yeah.
We don't have to provide that?
No. Well, they would furnish it, they would set it and
okay.
Just the bottom two lines.
Just the bottom two.
Just the bottom two.
So you have all the papers you asked for, Christopher, right?
I do. Yeah, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll ignore your email.
Okay.
One Casella container.
We have that walkthrough tomorrow morning, right?
$92.
Yeah, that would probably
it,
be.
No, it's Wednesday.
Yeah,
I thought
it's Wednesday the 29th, and then it's Tuesday, August 4th.
Oh, okay.
And it's at 9:30 because something came
it's
up.
It's at 9:30 Wednesday
and 10 o'clock
Tuesday.
Yeah, and I was mixed up too because something came up on Wednesday, and I'm like, but we should be.
Well, that's a week from. This Wednesday.
No, the walkthrough is Wednesday morning.
This Wednesday.
This Wednesday at 9:30. And then we'll reconvene the hearing next
the
Tuesday.
The following Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I haven't looked at it, but I have the envelope sitting at, right beside my chair at home so I was going to look.
Mm-hmm.
The envelope? Is there something in the envelope or did you just write on it?
No, Kathy wrote on because I didn't have a pen.
Oh, okay.
So Kathy wrote on the envelope for me.
Okay. All right. I'm
glad I asked because I would have been there tomorrow morning.
What's the topic here?
No, it's a separate business.
It's a walkthrough for a tax assessment hearing tomorrow, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Anybody have to sign that, or how does that work? Is there a spot for it, or she didn't have one on it?
On Wednesday?
We approved it.
Yes.
Okay. The meeting minutes. So.
I wonder if you should just sign it, and then you want me to send it, or will you send it to her? Or
I won't be able to send it to her.
I mean, email. I can email it to you. Is that what
a scanner.
It does say custom signature.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't have a
No, they just had, they needed.
Okay. And you have an email?
With a location.
Well, you motioned to purchase it.
We motioned to purchase it.
With the $1,000 deposit and the trade in. So overall, it's good.
Believe it or not, this is the select orders right here.
Already.
Legal separate.
August, September, and then it'll be snowing.
So no
idea. Four more weeks, and then it goes right downtown.
I still got good fishing and.
Is that where I send it to the?
So hopefully some good.
You have a special.
Goose hunting starting September 1st.
Is it? Yeah.
The early season.
Can't you goose hunt right?
Not legally.
Anyways, an email address.
Trying to work on that. Oh, right here.
A Patnod.
I almost got three or four of them the other day. No, I stopped. They come flying out in front of the truck.
Oh.
They're coming from your yard? The corner of it. right off your bank.
The geese?
Yeah.
They go there? Oh, I didn't know that. So they came to visit me too. I have a bag this full.
And it was early, like it was probably
What, on the corner or the corner down by the neighbor's cabin?
corner down by the neighbor's cabin,
Yeah, they've
like
been
right
in
on
his,
the
they've
thing.
they
Like
been in
crossed
his
the
yard.
street. Yeah, it was like 5:40, 5:30 in the morning. It was
They
early.
come early. I'm
Yeah,
having coffee sometimes they come, but they came at 5:30 p.m.
hey,
yesterday.
I was not
I am
expecting
upset
them to
when
pop
on
out.
5 a.m. when I was going to that plane crash. I was a baby. It was right in the middle of the road. I'm
I
like,
think you need a
seriously?
lot of
Oh, I
bottles.
slammed on my brakes. I stuck in the back of my car. I
Yeah.
came slammed in the
I would
back of my
hate that.
seat. I'm like,
It
It
jeez.
makes such a mess.
Really? And they're already getting used to the bottle rockets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They just leave and go up to the other end.
You know when they took
Is
off?
that you?
I
No,
no,
yeah.
that's I'm not saying.
I
I'm just saying they're getting
don't
used to
know
it.
the thing. When they put that big swan out there the other day, they were gone for like a day or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's when
I
the dog out the dog silhouettes come in.
don't know. I have two, and they visited me yesterday.
mean,
Af
do you move
after,
them?
no, I after you said so, I
Yeah,
started. I put one down on my beach.
they definitely have to be moved on a regular basis.
But my kids were there all day, and then I came home. So the kids probably left at 5. I came home at 7, and I have a bag of.
I can't believe the little, how many little ones they had. It was
Now they're all
insane.
big.
I know, but if you look at the turkeys, you don't see hardly any little turkeys.
But we've got one hen up there with 11
I love, really?
babies. Yeah.
Wow, I've only seen like one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. I hadn't seen them for a few years, but
Look
this
how much
year
they
they've been
have.
staying right
Oh, that's
because I
funny.
let my grass grow about this tall,
Oh, so they're hanging
and
out higher.
they
Oh.
like the tall grass.
Yeah, I see a mother bear and two cubs were across the road over here by the monument.
Yeah, I haven't seen a ton of bear. I saw a
What's
big one
the
up on Long
monument?
Pond. I bet it
There's
was
one out here, born like
350,
16.
375. It
I
was
know,
whole, you know, it's
yeah.
where Emerson's
Oh yes, okay.
didn't turned up nothing.
That's
Nada.
funny.
Down the forest and barns.
Okay.
The crack rock.
Yeah, the butt
The
crack
butt, yeah, the butt rock.
rock.
We call it butt
Butt
crack.
rock.
My cousins were all up for a family reunion. We were talking about butt
Oh,
rock
good.
and Sunset Rock, and as I said, oh my.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, someone
We
painted it pink
find
at
we
one
can find
time,
where
so
I pull for the
it
app.
really
Really
looked
looked, but see
Devil's
ya.
Rock.
Have
That's the other one.
a
Bye-bye,
good
Chris.
night.
Thank you. Good evening.
You
Take care.
too.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Okay, so we need a motion that to sign payroll and cash payable number or whatever it is.
15.
15. Yeah, I'll make the motion.
Okay. So motion. Oh, second.
All there.
Yeah.
Hi. Okay.
Boy, Isaiah would be proud of us, David. Out of here by 8 o'clock.
We should text him and tell him we were done at 7:20.
Yeah.
Right.
They must be you're talking too much, Isaiah.
We're out of here
Yeah.
early.
Oh.
Let's see.
Yeah, well. It makes a difference on some of
What goes there?
the conversation doesn't need to last as long.
Yeah.
And
And
when once what you when you end up getting a
we're
controversial
still.
issue where you got this one wants to talk and then it gets way out of hand and
Yeah.
you know.
And there really wasn't anything controversial tonight, so.
Nope, it was pretty.
No, but I think that the fellow with the last one that called in, I think he wanted to pursue that in seriousness. Yeah. He's the same, I think he's his neighbor. He wanted to protect the eagles as well.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. Yeah. I thought everybody knew, though, that there wasn't commercial and
Yes.
Yeah.
there's no zoning, right? No, there's
There's
no.
only
Right.
not nothing to differentiate.
Yeah.
But I feel like it is grandfathered in to some degree for some of
Did I
the
miss something?
old businesses.
That one. Oh. I thought I just wanted just two, three, and that'd be
You
it.
missed that
We get so
one.
excited we're gonna be out of here by eight. You're
Oh,
ready to
leave
go.
that one.
Terrible.
And there were two warrants on the select board orders. Did you guys see that? because those handwritten checks.
Yeah, Martin Electric.
Oh yeah, mine's
And
Spartan
my
Electric.
Vemurs, my
Beamers is Martin
yeah.
Electric.
So there's two
What did you call
warrants. I call it Vemurs.
it? No, the checks you said there were two.
Barton Electric and the Vemurs payment that's due.
What, handwritten checks?
Yeah,
Oh, okay.
because they didn't
Yeah, but
make the.
there's a place to sign. Yeah.
They still have to show,
The
so
what?
they still have to show, for the
Yeah.
select board. But you knew,
Yeah.
you gave me permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got them now.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Dan,
So,
did you put see my sign in there to put next to her? To put the electrical panel thing?
yeah, it's the shop.
Will you be able to do that? And put the tape or whatever? That's one of Larry's things. Okay.
Did you want that back?
Yes, if there's
Yeah.
no, okay.
This is the
Uh,
and this is the whole
we all miss.
payroll. Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Married,
And
it?
here's
The
the
payroll. This
Yep.
is select photos.
Pile them
Did you
on.
guys finish up that?
You can put them on. I find them all in the morning.
Joe,
Just about.
I just leave them
I've
on the
got
counter
COVID,
tonight in the
but
morning.
things to do over
That's the
there.
way. Yeah.
So
I'll
I'll
make a
get
motion
her
that we
stuff taken care
adjourn.
of before
Okay.
the rain
I'll
does. I have a driveway
I'll
work.
say it.
Aye.
But we're almost done
At
over there.
7:50.
Yeah. Okay.
It is beer 30.
Right. So like I'm looking at surgery at like in September,
Yeah, what are your
probably.
feelings? It...
No.
They're still
Started taking
saying
pain.
how long you
So
anticipate, you know?
he said 4 weeks to six, the new guy.
But